Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the happier Monday, 5 o'clock happy hour. Always happy when I got my little buddy here doing a little political commentary on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Got Evan with us in the world headquarters, lightly screening the calls at 844-967-2789. And topically, Dom, coming back in hour two here, I wanted to talk about Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump.
Two men enter, one man leave.
Well, they are the front runners, if you believe in such things, for the Republican field. Let me see if I can get this one started, buddy. Can Ron DeSantis displace Donald Trump as the GOP's combatant in chief? He fights everybody, right, Dom? I had a little bit of an issue, you know, with most people, mostly yourself, but, you know. DeSantis is.
I know, but look at Donald Trump showed them the way. And if you behave the way that Donald Trump has behaved and have so far not had any real consequence to it, and actually, what, put a $250 million in your pocket? I mean, maybe you lose an election, maybe you get indicted eventually, but in the meantime, you're having one hell of a time. And now everyone, including DeSantis, all the way down to your Republican dog catcher, are trying to imitate him.
Well, I'm going to give you the abbreviated version. The longer version is long. Seems quite long. So here's the abbreviated version. Speaking to the New Yorker in a story published today, former President Donald Trump said he thinks he can beat Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in a potential 2024 matchup. Of course he does. Of course he does. I have predicted, Dom, when Donald Trump announces he's running for president, he'll do so in Florida. A little bit more.
I don't know if Ron is running. I don't ask him. It's his prerogative. I think I would win.
Ever hear Trump think he would lose?
Ever? Yeah, he actually said it to a staffer who was on the talk shows over the weekend. Admitting, can you believe I lost to this guy? Yeah, he knows he lost.
Does he think he lost? I'm not clear. Did he lose?
He lost? Not according to the Texas GOP, he didn't.
Anyways, I've lost the article, Dom. So apparently I'm the big loser. No, I've got the article. I'll bring it back. I'll get my you-know-what together.
All right, come on, man. I know it's here, Monday. Get it together now. Get it together, Crudy.
More Trump. You know, I made the mistake of touching one of the pop-up ads.
If I didn't endorse him, he wouldn't have won,
Trump added, referring to DeSantis' successful bid for governor. Trump had said similar things in the past. In October, Trump said,
if I faced DeSantis, I'd beat him like I would beat everyone else.
While neither Trump nor DeSantis have announced a 2024 run, they both will. Trump told the New Yorker that he's very close to making a decision.
yeah.
Very close.
Tom. Another 2 weeks that we're getting our great health care plan. In 2 weeks, it's coming, I swear.
Sources who spoke with People magazine last week claimed that Trump was unhappy to see DeSantis potentially angling for a 2024 run. That's exactly what DeSantis is doing, Dom. Trump is right that he created DeSantis. Dave Ehrenberg, state attorney for Palm Beach County and former member of the Florida Senate, told the magazine. Polls showed that Trump's 2018 endorsement gave DeSantis an edge in the Florida governor's race. You don't shove Dr. Frankenstein aside. I guess in that analogy, that makes Trump Frankenstein. Another source, who was described as a longtime New York business friend of the former president, added, Donald thinks DeSantis owes his political career to him. And this has caused political friction. Yes, it has. Plus, they were never close friends. They never mixed well.
I don't have a cruise. Sorry, dude.
Oh, I was just coughing. I thought maybe you could just cover it for me. That's the end of the article, man.
Tell me more about
DeSantis. I'll do all the talking through the coughs. No, I'm good. That's it.
That was it?
Well, that was the abbreviated version.
I thought there was more.
Well, only if you go to the original source at the New Yorker, there's lots more. I didn't have time for lots more. I had coughs.
As mentioned here, let me throw a little more on here from the New Yorker, the closing few paragraphs, as Crudy mentioned. Very close to decision about making a decision whether to run. I don't know if Ron's running. You have to ask him. His prerogative, as Crudy mentioned. Trump still has a solid advantage. DeSantis's constituency was Trump's first. Trump seems to want to keep it that way. A consultant who has worked for several Republican candidates said that the former president has talked with confidence about ways to stop DeSantis. Trump world is working overtime to find ways to burn DeSantis down. They really hate him. Ooh, you know they hate the threats, man. If you're not just a slimy yes coffee boy, you know, you're against them. But Trump may have good reasons to sit out the election. He can do everything now that he could do when he was president, except shoot off missiles, the consultant, who knows both him and DeSantis, said. He's making a lot of money. That's the most important thing to him. Without Trump in the primaries, DeSantis would likely have an immediate lead. A nationwide survey conducted by pollster Tony Fabrizio suggested that 39% of the Republican voters would support him. His nearest challenger is Mike Pence with 15%. Whatever discussions DeSantis is having about the subject in private, in part because of the uncertainty, is good for him. The moment he shows up in Iowa, the surprise is over, the consultant to the Republican candidates told me. In the meantime, all of the consultant's colleagues are lining up to work for DeSantis. Everyone is trying to get a piece of him. DeSantis has remade the political landscape in Florida. It seems conceivable that he could attempt something similar on a national level, though some political observers wonder whether he could endure the countless hours of banal conversation required to succeed in a national election. He's going to have to go sit at a diner and listen to the local county chairman talk for 20 minutes. Republican consultant told me, I don't know if he can do that.
Talking about Trump or DeSantis or both?
Both. It is possible that the only thing that will complicate DeSantis' ascent is his own impatience. At 43, he can afford to wait, but there is every indication that he doesn't want to. Ron has been told for 4 years that he's Trump's successor, that all the women want to sleep with him, and all the men want to be him, the consultant told me.
I thought that was us.
That is us. What are you talking about? Ron has heard way too many times, you're next. Ron DeSantis. He's only 43? Man. Such a child.
Ivy League grad, captain of the college baseball team, married to a pretty media sort. Apparently, the wife is the real
captain
brains
of the baseball team, huh? Wow. Scott Walker ran track. You know what?
Throne.
Come on, man.
It's like Game of Thrones, dude. I hear they're coming out with a new version.
Is this the new version? I mean, DeSantis? I guess, you know, he hasn't started an insurrection, right? And I'm not clear. I mean, what's his position? Is he like all the other Republicans?
Yeah, give him time.
Yeah, I mean,
he's got his own private election army now in Florida, man.
Yeah,
he's
Trump is showing people the way. So until there is consequence for Trump, DeSantis has every reason to embrace the same philosophy, to try to, you know, get all his ducks in a row, to try to get all of his people in the right spot to do the thing to make it easier for him. This is the constant power grab. And I don't give a damn what school the guy went to or what his wife looks like or that he was captain of the baseball team. Do you believe in democracy? Do you believe that Joe Biden won a free and fair election? I mean, these are the things that matter. We already know how the Republicans are. Look at Texas. They hate the gays, man. They're saying it. They want to take it. If it's not enumerated in the Constitution, to hell with it. We're originalists. Well, what was the original Constitution, right? How to treat women? How to treat black people? How to treat, you know, non-land-owning white men? I mean, we know what this is all about. And so to try to, you went to a good school. Well, to hell with that. So what? What is he doing now?
Apparently, he has got the support of at least one prominent African-American, talking about Ron DeSantis. Elon Musk. And on news that Elon Musk may favor DeSantis in the next, you know, presidential campaign, DeSantis was bragging about his African-American support. See what he did there, Dom?
I see that. Yeah, I see that. That seems pretty par for the course, especially we're celebrating the first federal holiday of Juneteenth today, and that's something like DeSantis would be snarky about.
Go ahead.
I mean, it seems so in your face and so antithetical to everything that I would have historically believed that the Republicans thought they believed. You know what I'm saying?
They never had any driving central moral character. It was all just talking points, bumper stickers, and BS.
And a thirst and a quest for power, regardless of what it says.
And if
tax cuts will get me elected, great. You know, if I can, you know, be a toady for Donald Trump, great. If that gets me paid, if I can cash the NRA checks and that gets me in power, great. But then they get in there, and what do? Well, then they go try to raise more money to stay in power for a longer period of time. Are they representing their constituents? I mean, perhaps that's up to the constituents to decide that for themselves. But, you know, it's not about tax cuts. It's about whether or not you want to overthrow the government when you lose. And those are, you know, we can't even talk about tax cuts. There's no compromise with terrorists. And this party has become the party of domestic terrorists. They support the Proud Boys. They embrace the Oath Keepers, the Southern Baptists, the white national, the religious freakness of it all to declare that, no, I mean, even though you may not be like me, maybe you're gay, maybe you're trans, maybe you're whatever it is, that you are not like me. They can't just live and let live. They're going to use their mythology and the religion to browbeat everybody into the existence that they want. I mean, this is their version of Sharia law. And all the people that were so concerned about, oh, my God, Islam. Oh, they're taking over Sharia law. Hey, what do you think you're doing? How is your philosophy any different at all trying to force your will upon other people against their will?
Well, they, of course, support the good white Christian God.
The blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus God?
The only true God.
I thought that was Thor.
I like to pray to the baby Jesus.
Yeah, come on, man. This combination of all these different groups is quite a coalition of the unwilling.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates Radio. 844-96-PARTY.